schedule where you've come from, and the schedule maker likes to play little tricks with you guys and lining up teams that are just in front of you, just behind you in the standings. It's been a big week and continues to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems to be that way. Obviously, every game's big at this point in the season, and you know, obviously, games like this tonight are huge for us. So it just seems like you know, at this point or last week or I guess 4 or 5 games have been really big games for us.
Guy Boucher of the Tampa Bay Lightning refers it like a rock climber. You don't look too far up, you don't look down, you look at the rock right where you're at. Is that similar?
Yeah, I think you just take it a game at a time and you play what the, you know, play the game that's in front of you. I think you can't, you know, look for 2 or 3 games down the road. You just had to worry about doing the job, you know, tonight. And, you know, once that game's over, then you worry about the next one.
It's human nature to be curious about what's ahead. Is it? I mean, obviously you guys are aware of it, but how much do you dwell on it?
We don't dwell on it much. I mean, every game, you take one game at a time. You can't win 2 games from now if you don't win tonight. So, yeah, worry about just, you know, taking care of tonight and just making sure we're getting the job done tonight. And then after tonight, we'll move forward to the next game.
Well, speaking of the next game, this being Toronto tonight, the home team has won so far in each of the games this season against you guys or against Toronto. Good to be home, though.
Yeah, it feels good to be home. A little bit of a tease. Obviously, we take off, you know, tomorrow. But, you know, it feels good to be home after we haven't been home since before, you know, All-Star break. So, you know, it feels good to be home, sleep in your own bed, and just be part of the city again. But, you know, we're looking forward to playing in front of the crowd tonight.
Statistically, things look to be in your favor in that you're catching a team on back-to-back nights. And usually when you guys are coming off a shutout loss, you bounce back quite well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much we look into the stats. I think
that's my job.
Yeah, that's your job, but I don't know how much you really look into it. I mean, obviously, they played last night. They probably got in a little later. Obviously, playing in Toronto and coming here, they gained an hour. So, you know, it's definitely something we just got to get on them right away. Hopefully, they're tired from last night. I know they had a good game, but we just got to make sure we're coming out, you know, ready to play right off the drop of the puck.
People have talked about the season kind of ratcheting up since the All-Star break. Is it something you've noticed personally out on the ice each and every game?
Yeah, I mean, every game's intense. You know, at this point of the season, you know, every game is so crucial. Not that it wasn't before, but I guess it's more magnified now with how tight everything is and how it's coming down to crunch time. So, you know, we're going to have to string some wins together here if, you know, we want to show some life later in the season. So we just got to make sure we're playing hard and playing the way we know we're capable of.
And it's this time of year again, into February. Everybody knows what comes up at the end of the month. How much of is that, I guess, talked about or even discussed among the guys?
I haven't heard one guy talk about it. So
it's on the first.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know how much we really look into it. It's nothing that I guess is really important to us right now. We just got to make sure we're doing our job here, and I guess whatever happens, happens. But it's definitely not something that any of the guys are losing sleep over or wondering. Obviously, it's. You know, everyone here plays for Winnipeg, and they're trying to get the wins for Winnipeg.